Chase Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason in Nashville. Willie Donick in Seattle as the Predators will take on the Kraken later on tonight. As we do every Tuesday at 11:15, let's say hello to the Predators general manager, David Poile, who is on the line with us. David, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in Seattle also. Big game tonight against the Kraken. They've really improved this year. They just came off road trip where I think they won four straight now. They're like 5-1-1 on the road. So an expansion team that probably didn't have the year that they wanted last year, but it looks like they're well on their way to being a very competitive team this year.
I mean this jokingly, but when you watch a team like Vegas, a team like Seattle, with the way the rules are with expansion, and you see them have success a lot quicker than you were able to building the Predators because you literally had to do it from scratch, does it irritate you a little bit, or does it just kind of make you laugh that this is what it's become?
I think what it's become is the right thing. I think if you would look back and have a do-over again, I'm talking about the NHL, the owners, anybody that had an input, I think we should have been fairer to these expansion teams in the early years. If you look at the history of the league, some of these expansion teams actually didn't make it and had to be moved. And so I think there was a lot of, dollars lost, if you will, and for I don't want to say no good reason, but I think the formula that we have now is way better. But again, you got to realize too, I think we paid $82 million to get into National Hockey League 25 years ago. I think Seattle paid $750 million. So
right.
You get what you pay for, I guess in life. But that's kind of water under the bridge. We're way past that now.
Yeah, absolutely. So Saturday night was a wild one for sure. Down 3-0 at the end of the first period, but your team battles back, ultimately wins it in a shootout. And I know that you'd prefer not to have the start that the team have and not have to battle back like that. But what has that done for your team's confidence of now kind of knowing that they can do that, that they're never going to give up until the final whistle, and they were able to get those two very valuable points?
Well, I like what you said at the end. I mean, it shows what our team is capable of. And, near the midpoint of the game in Vancouver, we started to be take over, and we clearly played one of our best periods in the third period. That's the good news, and we know we're capable of it. The problem that we're facing, or the question marks that we have, is just this inconsistency. Probably the game before in Calgary, we probably had our most consistent game from the start to the finish, and I really felt that was a little bit of a turning point in terms of this slump that we've been in, or this inconsistency. But it raised its ugly head again in Vancouver, where we really did not have a good start, and for the first half of the game, it was very very disappointing how we're playing. So I would like to believe that with two wins in a row under our belt, that we will be better tonight. But we have to get to a point where we're playing more consistent before I can, just say this, okay, we're in good shape right now. So it's much better. Winning is much better than losing. And I like the fact that we've won two games. I like the fact of how well we played in Calgary and that we came back being down 3 goals, which doesn't happen very often. But I'm looking for a good start tonight here against Seattle, and I'm looking for a more complete game.
Talking to Predators general manager David Poile here with us. You called up Mark Jankowski. He's got 2 points in 2 games with the club. And, when you made the move to put Kiefer Sherwood on waivers and send him to Milwaukee, which he cleared and was able to report to Milwaukee, there was obviously a lot of speculation that you were calling up Philip Tomasino. What ultimately went into your decision to go with Jankowski and to give Tomasino a little more time to season there in Milwaukee?
We try to do things best we can on merit. I think those of you that were on at training camp, Jankowski was impressive. He got penalized to a certain extent by the shorter training camp, the fact that we went to Europe. He was one of 27 players that went to Europe, but he did not get to play. These decisions oftentimes are really, really close. And Jankowski has been the best forward down in Milwaukee by how he's played, his scoring. And in 2 games, it's a small glimpse, if you will, but he's played really well. And in the third period, he actually got moved up to more of an offensive situation, a little bit more ice time. So really feeling good about Jankowski. And what this does for, you know, Coach Hines, going back to the inconsistencies of how we're playing and what you saw John do in the third period in Vancouver, he switched up all four lines, and you could say it got everybody's attention. So I think tonight, I know it's not set in stone, but I believe he's going to change up the lines, a little bit. So, everybody's cheese is getting moved. And when you do that, sometimes, people can play a little angry, if you will, it goes all back to what I said at the beginning. We're just looking for everybody to play their best game, and we're looking for consistency through our lineup. But, Jankowski is going to play again tonight, and so far so good for two games. He's a good defensive player. He's big. He's strong. I like everything about it. But he's also a left-hand shot, which we have not had in the last couple of years, and I think that was very valuable in the two games he played up against Kadri and won most of his face-offs against him in Calgary. So this could be a good find for us.
Willie?
David, one thing that I thought was very encouraging the last couple of games, you guys as a franchise, year in and year out, always seem to be towards the top of points from defensemen. That really wasn't happening for a while, but the last few games, it's starting to come around. Matthias Ekholm's had a couple of really nice games here. Other guys are chipping in with a couple of points. Do you think that's a trend that's going to keep going? You got to feel like Roman Josi is going to continue to bust out here very soon.
Well, Willie, another area that we want to be better in, and that was the reason for calling up Jordan Gross as a defenseman, and he ended up getting two goals against Vancouver, which, other than Roman Josi, is the only two defensemen that have scored a goal for us this year. So he's going to be in the lineup again tonight because he is providing a little bit different element that we have back there. So, yes, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I want to have a team that is dangerous in all areas. And traditionally you talk about you're scoring from your forwards, but a couple of years ago we had one of the highest scoring defenses in the National Hockey League, and I would like to have a little bit more of that. And I think we have some guys that are capable. I mean, Alexander Carrier has had 30 points last year. He hasn't been able to get on the scoreboard this year. Ekki, as you had mentioned, has got some decent offensive skills. So I'd just like to see a little bit more of that, and that's why we're using Jordan Gross right now ahead of some other guys.
And it does look like Matthias Ekholm, since he's been put back on his natural side, has really come around. He's played some very strong games all around here recently, hasn't he?
I agree. I like our defensive setup right now with I would say our most veteran guys anchoring at least one pair, Josi, Ekholm, and McDonough. And also when you get into special teams and you can get Gross out there with, on maybe the second power play, Josi on the first power play, and when you're on penalty killing, you can change the pairs and put McDonough and Ekholm together. So I think the coaches are just using a lot of different combinations, and it's becoming a little bit more successful than it has in the past few games.
Chase mentioned the bringing up of Jankowski, but it really looked like there was a lot of good choices for a call-up if you wanted to make one. Milwaukee has played so well. Give us what you're getting from the reports there. Obviously, you're watching some of the games as well. Milwaukee's playing great.
Well, as you mentioned, Phil Tomasino played here all last year. He's playing really well down there. I think he's got six goals in about eight games. So he's starting to find his swagger back a little bit. We're also experimenting a little bit with him. He played on the wing for us when we drafted him. He was a center, and for the last two games, he has played at center down in Milwaukee. So I think that centers have a little bit more responsibility than wingers. I think this is a good thing for us to find out and for Tomasino to do, because you're trying to get a much more well-rounded player. If you remember last year, I mean, he made our team, and not as a surprise, but certainly as the youngest guy. And, he played all year. He got 13 goals, which was fantastic. And he played mostly just in the fourth line. In the second power play, he didn't get big minutes. Where we need to get him is to play higher in our lineup on a more regular basis, which is going to be a lot more minutes. And then we're going to count on him to play more offensively. So he's certainly in our plans. I would you know, can't promise you think anything, but I would think he will be back on our team at some point this year. The other player that played really well at training camp last year was this year was Parson, and he's a big center iceman. But you know, again, he's just working. He scored 4 points 2 games ago, but up until that point, he hadn't been too successful offensively. His faceoffs need to be better so that when he comes up here, that the coach can trust him in defensive situations. So he's got some work to do. But again, another player that looks like he's going to have a really good future with the Predators.
David, we've seen UC Saros carry and put the team on his back and really elevate everybody. We hadn't seen it a whole lot since the season started. He's had a couple of good games, but man, it really looked like that was him at his best from the second period on Saturday. And you just wonder if he could get going on a roll like he has these past few years, what that could look like.
You're reading my mind in terms of my same thoughts. I thought, again, it was a weak period, the first period against Vancouver for our team, and Juice let in a goal that I think he felt that he should have had. That kind of got the game going in the wrong direction. But if you're going to ask me, like, why did we turn the game around? Why did we eventually win in Vancouver? I think it was Saros. He kept us in the game when we weren't playing really well. A lot of phenomenal saves. And that gave us the confidence, and hopefully gave him the confidence that he can get back in a role. And, you know, as they say, steal a game here and there for us by outstanding goaltending, which he did on many occasions last year.
Talking to David Poile, Predators general manager, I want to ask you one more in regards to Milwaukee. I know you don't sit there and worry about, you know, am I going to lose this guy or that guy because they're advancing their career? But when you look at the job that Scott Nichols done in player development, assistant GM, GM of the Admirals, and Carl Taylor's done as the head coach, do you just kind of smile and count your blessings that they haven't gotten a GM or a head coaching job in the NHL yet? Because I think they've done a tremendous job.
Yeah, they really have. I'm very fortunate. As I said many times in the show, I got some great people working for me with you know, Jeff Kelty in our scouting department, Brian Poile in the contracts and business side, of course, and Scott, as you're mentioning, on the Milwaukee side in development. And in this day and age, you really need it. You got the contracts, some of your star players making so much money, you need to have younger players coming into your system and being able to, you know, play at say an entry level salary, so it's a little bit of a balancing act. But I'm really happy with our developments, which Scott leads. But we have a goaltender coach, your development coach, in Dave Rook. We have a forward in Nathan Gerby, and we have on defense Rob Scuderi. And all these guys are really good. They're, you know, former players. They're close to the players. They work with the players. I'm really happy with that part of our organization.
And you had some tall Finnish guy helping out at training camp that I'd never heard of before. So Pekka something?
Yeah, he kind of came in and stole everybody's thunder, I guess. We're obviously talking about Pekka Rene and how good is that, or cool is that, that our best player on our franchise wants to help us out. Pretty lucky on that front.
No doubt about it. David, thanks so much as always. Good luck tonight in Seattle, and we'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's Predators general manager David Poile, who joins us every Tuesday at 11:15 here on the show. We'll have Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, at the top of the hour. But coming up next, what do we think the committee will do tonight for the college football playoff? I know it's Willie's favorite thing to talk about, of the rankings when there's still a lot of games to be played. But we'll discuss that coming up next. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.